When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, Donald. Say it ain't so. Say it they didn't line us up singing USA Gold, Burgundy and Gold, coming out the blocks. And you know what? We got something to build upon. Not perfect. Hope you didn't think it would be. And the biggest thing is that tackle football has finally arrived. It's been a long, long summer for me. I'm sorry. I'm not going to apologize for being old school. I've got nothing against flag and touch and fantasy and all the other bright innovations that have entered the spectrum. I think it's beautiful. It really is. But it's boring to me. I like tackle football. And for the first time all year, this season, I got a chance to get a little bit of it. Just a little bit. Because it's not fair to expose them to go from zero to 100 and then expect them to be perfect. If you're looking for perfection right now, you're fooling yourself. But encouragement, yeah, I think everybody can get encouragement. But don't fool yourself. Don't take it out of context. Remember, the Jet starters, I don't even think they were at the stadium, let alone in the game. But I don't care if they had sent out the Salvation Army to play. I would have played the homeless. We just needed somebody to hit. Because when you have a camp and it's called tackle football, and you're not able to hit anybody. Yet, the first signs of it, I was thrilled. I mean, you know, it wasn't perfect. There's a lot to work upon. It is. But at least we got started. And for anybody over 50 years old, you understand me. You feel my pain. You toddlers, you 26-year-olds, whatever. I don't expect you to understand. But you can go ahead on. I know you found a way to. You'll find joy out of it some kind of way, and it's good. And I'm not envious of you. I respect you because You'll live longer than my generation will because y'all don't live and die off every game because you get victories no matter what. Team don't win, you still find a way to win. We like winner take all. So if we don't win, it's as close to death as you come to. So Donald, I mean, I don't know where you stand, but I find no joy in football if my team doesn't win. None whatsoever. And I don't want to be reformed. I don't want to change. I don't want to be converted. All right, I'm going to go out this way. And I'm fine with that. And I saw some things that made me kind of smile. I said, okay, okay. If nothing else, I know that we'll hustle. You know, the one thing I said, well, what did you grab out of that entire contest? We hustle. You know, we'll hustle. And that's the start. That's the start. The past 4 or 5 years, I've been looking at teams that didn't hustle. Looked lethargic. I wasn't even sure that they wanted to be there. We have a purpose now. I saw that. What'd you see, Donald?
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I like the heart that I saw. We touched on the weekend. But, I just like the opening unit, how they, you know, pulled it together. And obviously we saw the dime that Jaden got to Diami. I just like the connection and the camaraderie.
Yeah, but you've seen that.
But I just like how they all work together.
The boy won the Heisman Trophy. You've seen that before.
100%.
That wasn't no revelation. Don't act like, oh, my God, you've seen that. The boy can throw. We know he can do all that. Diami Brown can run. Diami Brown has done that before. That was nothing new. We expect that. That is expected of both them dudes. We expect that on demand, and they delivered. What we didn't know was that the boy called an audible. What we didn't know was that he checked out of something. Now that impressed me. That impressed me. I said, okay, soldier, show me something I didn't know. You throwing against a dude who might be bagging, I don't know who that corner, and don't care. I care about our execution. A, he had time. Whomever we had out there playing gave him enough time to execute that. And he's done that. How many times have you seen this kid do this on highlights over the year? This is who he is. And then when you see him down on the goal line, I mean, I was thinking, you know what? I can live with this. If he doesn't run the whole day, I'm all right with that. I'm thinking to myself, you know this boy is dangerous on the ground. But I was thinking to myself, self, do I really want to see him run today and take a threat of getting hit? I'll pass on the run. When he was down there, what's the first thing you thought of when he pulled that ball down and really just jogged it? Because they faked out that, and that safety knew, dude, you ain't got no chance to get me. If it was tag, you couldn't even have gotten me. Flag, you wouldn't have been able to pull the flag. What was you thinking, Donald? Flashbacks. Flashback. I started thinking, oh, my goodness. This dude got out there on the grass. I said, oh, my God. I got a flash. Like Marty Schottenheimer said, there's a gleam, gentlemen. There's a gleam. I started thinking, no, he didn't. I knew automatically. I said, you know what? Part of me was thinking, man, I wish he hadn't have done that. Because now I know all the headlines are going to be, Jaden throws a dime. Jaden taps into the end zone effortlessly. I said, Lord have mercy. Our market, they're going to lose their mind. They're going to hear me go. I'm printing T-shirts. They're going to have record albums. They're going to have all kind of stuff going. Relax. This dude is the real deal. So, no, we got that. I hope Tampa didn't see it, but you know that they know it. Everybody knows it. That's why he won the Heisman Trophy. Dude's legit. Competitor. What I was impressed with is that once I heard the injury report come out, and they said, well, you know what? We may not be able to get the prize bull that we brought out. You know, Brandon may not be able to go. I said, well, that's fine. because that means an opportunity is now available. Because what you find out in camp is that, you know, Joe Jacoby was an undrafted free agent. For those of you new to the market, the kid who should be in the Hall of Fame, who is destined. But Brandon Coleman didn't play. And when I first heard that, all I want to know before a game is that who's expected to be very good that's not going to play. And we get a couple of our guys who expect to be pretty good not going to play. So, okay, opportunity. Now let's see who steps up. Because I really did not want to get my starting quarterback exposed. And what I was looking to find out, how deep is the quarterback room? You know, Donald, we kind of talked about it a little bit. I wanted to see how good is our quarterback room. I'm not worried about Daniels. If he got a couple snaps or so, okay, cool. Do I want him to play? Yes. Yes. Because until you play, you're eager to play. Even though you've been in LSU, a night game at LSU is stupid how sick it is. It's crazy, the atmosphere. He'd been through that. Passed with flying colors. But it wasn't the NFL. I guarantee you, he was hyped. Every one of those kids, whether you played in the big house in Michigan, whether no matter where you were, those kids were pumped up because it's the NFL. And the guys playing in new positions. Jamin Davis, first round pick, he was pumped up playing in a different position. Had him down as a defensive end. I had my eyes all over him. Kids out there giving you effort. Jones Jr., I'm watching him. KJ Henry, I had my eyes on him. Forbes came out of the blocks, had a good play. Then they went after him. A lot of people wanted to know about Emmanuel Forbes. Right now, he's under the magnifying glass. Guess what, folks? He's a cornerback. He's lived his whole life under that scrutiny. If he couldn't deal with it, he wouldn't be here. Now, the rest of it is about technique. Is he playing with the proper techniques to play the position? Sometimes you're just going to get beat. He's playing corner. Those are what we're going to find out. Big Phil Mathis. Here's who I had on my hit list. I wanted to see. I had a list. Wasn't everybody on my list? Jaden Daniels, Jamin Davis, De'Ami Brown, Cole Turner, Andre Jones Jr., KJ Henry, Emmanuel Forbes, Phil Mathis, Ricky Stromberg, Chris Paul. That was my list. Show up and show out. That was the requirement. Wanted to see guys get in, show up, and show out. My boy, Big Chris Paul, he was in there throwing bodies around. Right tackle, right guard, left, wherever, throwing bodies around. Playing in the game. I loved it. I'm still pumped up over the fact there was energy. Are things need to be corrected? Yes, indeed. And we'll deal with that and more right here on Overtime. 1-800-636-1067. FAN.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's nice about going through like your first preseason game, like what are some things you know today that you didn't know a week ago? And so it was good to see. We got more to learn on kickoff coverage. We got more work we need to do tackling. And so that would drive a little bit of today and tomorrow, Logan. What you'll see today at practice, for the guys who didn't play a lot in the game, they'll get a lot today. For the guys who played a lot, they'd get a smaller amount. And then we'll ramp back up tomorrow. So Tuesday of this week will be good challenge one Thursday against Miami and then play the game Saturday. So today's kind of like a ramp up to set us up to throw a great week. And some who didn't play much will get more skills work today. And then others who got a lot will back off of them and getting them ready for tomorrow's space.
DQ laying it out to you. He's full of enthusiasm. He's real. He keeps it like that. He's charged up. Why would you not be? It's always struck me. He's charged up for life because he's got his dream gig to be here in the nation's capital. He's right where he wants to be. And I'll tell you what, having been there in that moment where those young men are, you have a hard time breathing in that first game. And so I don't care how enthusiastic you are. They're in good condition. So it's not a fake hype because the way they warm up, the way they go after practice, it pays dividends. The first thing I was looking at, because a lot of those guys, especially, they're not 22 years old. Big Trent Scott is out there throwing his big body around. He's 30. Those guys in that offensive line, Mason Brooks, this guy's 315, 320 in there, and I want him to tighten up that pass set. I love his attitude. O-line is technique, though, baby. Technique. You can want it as much as possible. And they'll do that. They'll tighten some things up. But them big guys right there, they are the key to success. I don't care how fancy you want to be. It's all about O-line, D-line. I'm all for the trimming. I'm all for all the rest of the accessories, all the jewelry, all that's great. And you know, I just almost lost my mind. Been cynic when the big boy was running down the field. I mean, I'm like, good God almighty. I said, is this Cool Dog coming back again? Is this John Mackey running down there like a pit bull? I mean, more like a Rottweiler, to be honest with you. Big Ben Cynic was just, he refused to be tackled. I'm like, somebody tell this young man this is preseason week one. See, I loved him. He was like, as far as he was concerned, right now, they were playing for a championship. I almost screamed. I'm glad I wasn't around a lot of people because I lost it. I literally lost it. Preseason week one in a game, I just lost my mind. And I saw some things that, and was it perfect? No, if it were perfect, it wouldn't have been real. There's things you're going to build on. And you're playing the Jets. Let me tell you what. The Jets, I don't know if they had a starter that was even suited up. If you want to know, that their defense is going to be frightening. That's their backups. You better look out. Now, if you've seen them, if you follow pro football, you know they've got some monsters on the defense. And I'm sure in a joint practice, you got a chance to feel some of those guys. But a team like that, if you're going against those that level of players, it was a good spar. It was a good spar. Happy for a lot of those guys. There's some corrections. There's a lot to work on. A lot to work on. And I'm happy for that. There's no game to where you grade out perfect. And I'm sure there are people that want plays back. I'm sure a lot of you saw things that you didn't like. And, of course, I saw some things that I didn't like. The first thing you're going to ask me about it, you know, well, do you care that we didn't win? Well, there's nothing I can do about it now. 1 year we lost all four of the games. And it was just awful. It was awful. But then we started off really good. Then the year we won all the preseason games, we lost the first five games. So I don't know if there's a message in that. It depends on how you lose and do you lose with your starters or not. I haven't been able to figure that out. I do think you want to play to win. You never want to go out and say, well, it doesn't really matter. You play to win. I don't know what DQ said to his team and what their attitude is on it. There's no other reason. You always keep score. I always keep score. There's no way. Why would I not? I'm going out there competing. And if it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter. But it's still somebody on that other side that I either played with or played against or one of my dudes, my boys. And I just want to be able to say we won. And if we don't win, hey, you know, I can get over it, but I don't like it because there's a reason, especially if I'm missing field goals or missing blocks. Or dropping balls, or breaking down a protection. There's a reason why we didn't win. So don't play it off like, well, it's just preseason. That's a bad habit. Because we should have won. And so, but you can take it either way you want to. And I know those of you that lost money on it, then you with me. You understand exactly where we're at. So Donald, let me ask you, because I didn't get a chance to go through this with you. And we've been so tied up in watching Olympic, and our folks won gold practices. First time he got on the floor, he didn't even miss. The boys just so got four gold medals. Love him, man. Got to go to break. Then we'll get more engaged with it. 1-800-636-1067. I'm just elated that U.S. won gold. I wish we had 41 goals, but we have to tie with. the Chinese with 40 and 40 with China. That's okay. I might get over it. It'll take some time. Stay with us.
Jaden, I thought, was had just a real command of things to go. We knew it was going to be a, you know, fairly short, you know, time for he and for Marcus. We had planned for both of them to have a series, and then we would, you know, change and move a change after that. So it was a great first day for him.
I tell you what, not only did Coach like what he saw in the second pick in the draft, in his quarterback, and I think anybody that's gone out and has watched Jaden work, he's impressive. In a workout, whether it's padded, whether it's non-padded, whether it's a game, whether it's a scrimmage, he's just impressive. I think the consensus, if you've been by a television or watched any of the top guns that were drafted, pretty much that class was impressive throughout their first shot in an NFL game, all the way across the board. And that's encouraging because it's not easy. And I didn't see everybody's game in its entirety. And highlights can be misleading because there are highlights. But I'm sure the defensive players had some highlights as well. And it's also negotiating time where, you know, people are trying to win jobs and get their names in and trade rumors. A whole bunch of stuff is going on now. But isn't it neat, Donald, just to see guys going to get nicked. You know, Chiefs may be down a receiver for a minute. I don't know how long. Some guys will be lost for the season. Now, it happens every year. But knock on wood, it looks like so far we're good, you know, in terms of normal minimum casualties at this point. And that's why depth is so important. I was impressed with the quarterbacks. Everybody that played came in and flashed and showed a little something that they bring to the table. Primarily athleticism. I was impressed with that. I like all my quarterbacks to be able to get out of their own way. Because the more athletic they are, the more mobile they are, the easier they are to protect. Hell, if I'm back there, they in a world of trouble. Because they're going to have to really block. So I thought, I mean, that impressed me. What about you, Donald? I just thought that the guys showed me that they all have a little something about them that they can move a bit. They can move. They can get around a little bit. They all look comfortable.
Yeah. I mean, the guys definitely showed they've been working together. I guess, you know, the practices and stuff are coming through because it's translating on the field. I was very happy with what I saw. They looked very cohesive. And
yeah,
again, we're working. Yeah. And even though, you know, we're working with a short and small sample size, you know, I liked what I saw so far. So
yeah,
I'm looking forward to this week.
Yeah, everybody in the running back room. You know, I don't think the ball was on the carpet. I mean, to my knowledge, I don't remember the ball being on the carpet. And, you know, I was not glued to it 24/7, but I just think overall, I don't remember the ball being on the carpet. So it was relatively, it was a clean, and it's hard to be clean, having a clean game, playing that many people. The more people you play, the harder it is to appear to be concise, especially when you're running in a lot of linemen and linemen playing multiple positions. I mean, I saw And again, I did not do a complete Kevin Sheehan film breakdown. And was happy to hear the coach is back. And I was a little disappointed in Coach Sheehan today because I thought he would do his patented film breakdown where he goes and dissects every second of every play of the game in its entirety. He did not do that today, much to my dismay. But I'm sure he'll do it tomorrow. And he gives you a complete breakdown of every play and every player. And then defensively, what was your take? Do you have a snapshot? Do you have a, if I ask you, describe our defense. This is Joe Witt Jr.'s first rollout of his crew that he's training. What was your initial, what's your feel for it?
I feel like I didn't get the strongest feel, but at the same time, you know, definitely still questions in the secondary for sure. There's still some holes that need to be filled overall. But, you know, I didn't think they had the worst showing for the first game. But, again, okay. You know, we're working with a small sample size, so I just need to see more. But I do have some questions about the secondary.
Yeah, well, but they – okay. Here's the one thing I say. They hustled. They were flying to the ball. I mean, one thing about them was that they were all – in a hurry to get to the action. Now, techniques and all that, I can't tell you that they kept the ball on the inside shoulder. They did all those things right. I was looking for one thing. Were they getting there like they did not want to deal with him in the film room? At UCLA, our defensive coordinator was Dick Tomey. And Dick Tomey would, if guys did not, if they didn't get in the frame, run a lot after practice. So what we would do in practice, being complete jackasses, was grab a guy and deny him from getting in that film. And I swear, you would almost be in fist fights. Cats would be trying to kill you to get away because they had to be in that film frame. It was that important. People flying around to get in, they got to be in frame. That's how important it was to have all 11 hats on the ball, is what he would say. They were sworn. I mean, you had to be in that film. And that reminds me of Joe Witt Jr. because there's an emphasis on flying to the ball. Everybody getting there because gang tackling is what running backs hate. Everybody hates that. So you don't want to be – you want to break tackles. You don't want some cat hitting you from your blind side and tearing up your back. But that's what gang tackling does. I did sense emphasis that I knew people were making a concerted effort to make sure they got their behind over to where the ball was. That was definite to me. I saw that in a way that I could tell that had been emphasized. You're not going to change people's behavior all in one stroke, but I look for things that I didn't see or things that bother me. Pursuit angles, hustle. I wasn't there, obviously. If I were there, I'd be, are they talking? Are they communicating? All the little things that I'm sure that they're doing, and if they're not doing, I know they will be doing because all good teams do these things. I'm not giving away trade secrets. All good teams over-communicate. Hell, if you watch our Team USA, both the men and the women, you can see them. It's on display. Constant communication, redirecting traffic, vocal, verbal, hustling. It's about teamwork and it's about communication. So it was. It'll be interesting to see what you thought, because that's what matters, what the public thinks about your team. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I think the consensus overall is that I don't think people were disappointed. I've not felt that. I think that there's a bit of encouragement there. Maybe even some surprise. Some that was surprised that the O-line held up. Now, again, you weren't playing the 85 Bears, but I do think that effort and execution was good, and it will even get better. It has got to get, and every you want to build upon that. Miami, it's going to be interesting. I don't even know what their team is like now, as opposed to a year ago. They lost at two ends. They gave away their best defensive player, which to me I thought was completely insane. But they're into wide receivers. I tell you what, Emmanuel Forbes and company, ain't you? Our secondary is going to be tested. Going to really be able to see if there's been growth in that department. And our D line, boy, if they ever needed you, they are going to need you now. They're going to need you against the Cheetah. We go to break on that one. What do you think? And what are you anticipating as the Burgundy and Gold move forward right here on Overtime? DOC and Double D right here with you on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Jaden, I thought, was had just a real command of things to go. We knew it was going to be a, you know, fairly short, you know, time for he and for Marcus. We had planned for both of them to have a series, and then we would, you know, change and move a change after that. So it was a great first day for him.
I tell you what, not only did Coach like what he saw in the second pick in the draft in his quarterback, and I think anybody that's gone out and has watched Jaden work, he's impressive. In a workout, whether it's padded, whether it's non-padded, whether it's a game, whether it's a scrimmage, he's just impressive. I think the consensus, if you've been by a television or watched any of the top guns that were drafted, pretty much that class was impressive throughout their first shot in an NFL game, all the way across the board. And that's encouraging. Because it's not easy. And I didn't see everybody's game in its entirety. And highlights can be misleading because there are highlights. But I'm sure the defensive players had some highlights as well. And it's also negotiating time where, you know, people are trying to win jobs and get their names in and trade rumors. A whole bunch of stuff is going on now. But isn't it neat, Donald, just to see some guys going to get nicked. You know, Chiefs may be down a receiver for a minute. I don't know how long. Some guys will be lost for the season now. It happens every year. But knock on wood, it looks like so far we're good, you know, in terms of normal minimum casualties at this point. And that's why depth is so important. I was impressed with the quarterbacks. Everybody that played came in and flashed and showed a little something that they bring to the table. Primarily athleticism. I was impressed with that. I like all my quarterbacks to be able to get out of their own way. Because the more athletic they are, the more mobile they are, the easier they are to protect. Hell, if I'm back there, they in a world of trouble. Because they're going to have to really block. So I thought, I mean, that impressed me. What about you, Donald? I just thought that the guy showed me that they all have a little something about them that they can move a bit. They can move. They can get around a little bit. They all look comfortable.
Yeah. I mean, the guys definitely showed they've been working together. I guess, you know, the practices and stuff are coming through because it's translating on the field. I was very happy with what I saw. They looked very cohesive. And
yeah,
again,
comfortable.
Yeah, and even though, you know, we're working with a short and small sample size, you know, I liked what I saw so far. So
yeah,
I'm looking forward to this week.
Yeah, everybody in the running back room. You know, I don't think the ball was on the carpet. I mean, to my knowledge, I don't remember the ball being on the carpet. And, you know, I was not glued to it 24/7, but I just think overall I don't remember the ball being on the carpet. So it was relatively, it was a clean, and it's hard to be clean, having a clean game, playing that many people. The more people you play, the harder it is to appear to be concise, especially when you're running in a lot of linemen and linemen playing multiple positions. I mean, I saw... and again, I did not do a complete Kevin Sheehan film breakdown. And was happy to hear the coach is back. And I was a little disappointed in Coach Sheehan today because I thought he would do his patented film breakdown where he goes and dissects every second of every play of the game in its entirety. He did not do that today, much to my dismay. but I'm sure he'll do it tomorrow. And he gives you a complete breakdown of every play and every player. And then defensively, what was your take? Do you have a snapshot? Do you have a, if I ask you, describe our defense. This is Joe Witt Jr.'s first rollout of his crew that he's training. What was your initial, what's your feel for it?
I feel like I didn't get the strongest feel, but at the same time, you know, definitely still questions in the secondary for sure. I mean, there's still some holes that need to be filled overall, but, you know, I didn't think they had the worst showing for the first game. But again, okay. You know, we're working with a small sample size, so I just need to see more. But I do have some questions about the secondary.
Yeah, well, but they, okay, here's the one thing I say. They hustled. They were flying to the ball. I mean, one thing about them was that they were all in a hurry to get to the action. Now, techniques and all that, I can't tell you that they kept the ball on the inside show. They did all those things right. I was looking for one thing. Were they getting there like they did not want to deal with him in the film room? At UCLA, our defensive coordinator was Dick Tomey. And Dick Tomey would, if they didn't get in the frame, run a lot after practice. So what we would do in practice, being complete jackasses, was grab a guy and deny him from getting in that film. And I swear, you would almost be in fist fights. Cats would be trying to kill you to get away because they had to be in that film frame. It was that important. People flying around to get in, they got to be in frame. That's how important it was to have all 11 hats on the ball, is what he would say. They were sworn. I mean, you had to be in that film. And that reminds me of Joe Witt Jr. because there's an emphasis on flying to the ball. Everybody getting there because gang tackling is what running backs hate. Everybody hates that. Richard, you don't want to be. You want to break tackles. You don't want some cat hitting you from your blind side and tearing up your back. But that's what gang tackling does. I did sense emphasis that I knew people were making a concerted effort to make sure they got their behind over to where the ball was. That was definite to me. I saw that in a way that I could tell that had been emphasized. You're not going to change people's behavior all in one stroke, but I look for things that I didn't see or things that bothered me. Pursuit angles, hustle. I wasn't there, obviously. If I were there, I'd be, are they talking? Are they communicating? All the little things that I'm sure that they're doing, and if they're not doing, I know they will be doing, because all good teams do these things. I'm not giving away trade secrets. All good teams over-communicate. Hell, if you watch our U-Team USA, both the men and the women, you can see them. It's on display. Constant communication, redirecting traffic, vocal, verbal, hustling. It's about teamwork, and it's about communication. So it was... it'll be interesting to see what you thought, because that's what matters, what the public thinks about your team. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I think the consensus overall is that I don't think people were disappointed. I've not felt that. I think that there's a bit of encouragement there. Maybe even some surprise, some that was surprised that the O-line held up. Now, again, you weren't playing the 85 Bears, but I do think that the effort and execution was good, and it will even get better. It has got to get, and every you want to build upon that. Miami, it's going to be interesting. I don't even know what their team is like now as opposed to a year ago. They lost at two ends. They gave away their best defensive player, which to me I thought was completely insane. But they're in the wide receiver. I'll tell you what, Emmanuel Forbes and company, ain't you? Our secondary is going to be tested, going to really be able to see if there's been growth in that department. And our D-line, boy, if they ever needed you, they are going to need you now. They are going to need you against the Cheetah. We go to break on that one. What'd you think? And what are you anticipating as the Burgundy and Gold move forward right here on Overtime? DOC and Double D right here with you on The Fan. What'd you think about Team USA?
Oh man, I loved every moment of it. I loved every moment of it.
What was? I mean, the 2 weeks and a half, 2.5 weeks rather, the coverage, I didn't know how to deal with it. Just thinking about, you got your eyes on so much football, and of course the excitement here with in Burgundy and Gold football. And yet I found that it was awesome. I can't wait to really go one-on-one with Hoffman and Sheehan, guys that were out of the country. The Steph and Braun and KD, the three guys that, for Steph, his first, it's kind of hard to believe his first, and then what, fourth for KD, and then Braun at close to 40, and, you know, it looks like he's 25. I don't know if you could write it up. If this were a movie, I don't even know if a director could have scripted this. On the men's and the women's side, in hoops, this way, team. I just thought that was really, it was ironic. It was also, it just the way it was in the drama field with it, and it wasn't fake. It was real. And I just thought that last three that Steph threw up, man, I just couldn't. But we've seen it before. It's not like we haven't seen it. But it was crazy. Did you see it live?
Yeah, I watched it live. I had to lock in for that. I think that was one of those games where if you're a real sports fan and things like that, if you had the time to do it, you dropped everything you did and you locked in for that game.
Okay. All right. All right. I mean, the photo finishes. I mean, the 100. He exerted so much energy before, you know, he ran out. Obviously, he had COVID, and he just ran out of gas. He just depleted himself, but the efforts. I mean, the pole vault deal, the guy's going to break his own record. Now, I don't know where you stand on this. I thought it was just brutal. What has happened with these, and I know the judges are put in a very tough situation, but this deal with Childs, I mean, you got to figure this thing out with a record. When you decide that somebody is disqualified or you're going to make a change, you got to be rock solid on this. Did you follow any of that? That you can dispute something, but you got to do it within a minute, and they went a minute 4 seconds?
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that you're right, even though you're right?
Yeah, it's tough. Because, I mean, these athletes, a lot of them, you know, they have their shot once every 4 years, and to go out there, give it your all, the training, all the hard work, and then you medal and you think you got your medal, you're going home, and for it to just get ripped away from you like that, I just can't even imagine.
And I'm glad that they've talked about mental illness and Biles talking about that. How do you not almost lose your mind going through that and having to wait that long? I'm glad that they are stressing that in a way that, you know, we're growing up in a number of different ways throughout sports in our society. You would have just been called weak in the past. Now you can actually say that you need help. And that's a good thing. We're growing up in a lot of ways. We're getting smarter. And that's, you know, that's great. There are sports that, what about some of the non-traditional sports? Did you gravitate to something that you didn't know a lot about that now you're encouraged to follow more? Or will you not pick it up again until L.A.?
I mean, there was definitely some sports that caught me. Like, I was, like, a big fan of the fencing this year. It's probably not a sport that I will follow regularly, to be honest, but I was really into the fencing.
Yeah,
I mean, I know everybody loves track, but this was, like, the first year I really got into, like, the mixed relays. And I know we talked about that. I don't really know if I had.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if I had really caught the mixed relays in the past
I loved it.
So yeah,
I loved it.
Yeah, I loved it. I loved the men and women competing.
I loved that.
Yeah, really got into the volleyball as well. Both indoor and the beach volleyball was really good this year.
Yeah, the volleyball. I've always peeped the volleyball. I won't probably get back into it to get to LA, and I'm saying that I got to do better because I really do enjoy it, and I can watch that. The ping pong blew me away. And again, I got to do better than not come back until 28. What was your stance on breakdancing? And are you sad that it will not be in LA?
I thought it was pretty cool. I'm not really sad that it won't be included in LA, although, I mean, that would be the perfect backdrop for it, and, you know, to be in LA to do breakdancing. But, you know, I thought it was interesting. I guess I didn't really fully get it in the sense of I don't know how it's scored, really. I don't know, like, what the judges are looking for, what, you know, obviously you see it and you're amazed by the moves, but, you know, the judges are looking at it from a technical lens, so I don't really know, like, what they're looking for, if that makes sense.
Okay, but you can tell how they score on the beam?
Oh, no, I can't. Yeah, no, I definitely will not play like I know what
the
score is.
Okay, so on the dismount or on the floor, you can, okay. I don't know. I'm watching this and I'm going, I'm amazed at their athletes are incredible at what they can do. And if they touch an edge of the mat and they go out or they don't stick a land, I mean, what they're asked to do. And the diver diving, the high board. I mean, I have a hard time going off the high diving board, just walking off of it, let alone just trying to trampoline, like, pop off of it and then contort myself around and flip it. I go, you got to be kidding me. And they do it with precision. And then I'm judged by not having a splash when I go in. Man, they nail it. They nail it. And I was so compelled to cling and jerk in the weightlifting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. It was awesome. And these dudes are coming up, man. They all look rocked up. I mean, these dudes look like Popeye. And the brother that won it, he wasn't that yoked. That blew me away. He was just country strong. Just came up. Everything had a something about it. And just watching and just thinking, all I could imagine was the hours put in for 2.5 years. Or, you know, and they're qualifying for these meets. And suppose you pulled a muscle, or suppose something happened, or the time in which you have to wait for this. And then the stories that get me is when they were maybe disqualified in the prior Olympics who came up short, all the stories and how they waited to come back to get, I mean, it's just, it shows you how awesome being a professional athlete is for these people, shot putters and the discus throwers and I watched the pole vault. Watched the brother beat his own record, top his own world record, and his old man has set up a pole vault pit in his backyard. And when you see the film and the footage of these people as kids, and you grow up, and all I could think of is the parents and all the mileage and time, you know, that they put in when you were in support of these youngins, man. It is just awesome. Shout out to all the parents that just do all these little things, man, that you've been Uber way before Uber and Lyft were created, and you deserve a Fun Bunch high five. We go to break on that with 731 in the nation's capital. DOC on a hot microphone. Big D, he is the gentleman with the smooth voice that will answer the phone for you at 1-800-636-1067. Back in a moment. There one particular player, maybe new to the burgundy and gold, Donald, that you have zeroed in on that has piqued your interest? Or are you overall just a team guy? And if so, is there a side of the ball that has piqued your interest more so that you are looking forward to pushing all your chips in on in terms of success?
I mean, overall, I'm a team guy, but I mean, if one new player, I would say, like, even since we picked him up in the draft, I've been really interested to see what we're going to do with Luke McCaffrey. You know, if he's going to be a slot. Yeah, if he's going to be a slot guy, like what, how is he going to, you know, be that weapon for us? You know, that third guy or fourth guy coming on. I just want to see what kind of scheme that Dan Quinn and company come up with. And, I mean, if I had to pick a side of the ball, I'm looking at the defense just because that's been the biggest question mark the last few years for us. I mean, you said it earlier in the show, like, you know, we know what Jaden can do. We know what the receivers can do. As long as they're clicking on all cylinders, you know, they should hopefully learn each other and develop and you know, slowly but surely, it won't happen overnight, but get the job done. But that defense, it's just too many holes for me right now that I'm still not fully confident.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Frankie Louvu obviously is what most people have put at to say that they are really, really looking forward to seeing him. It was interesting to hear him a couple sound bites during the game, and the broadcast was, you know, outstanding job. And he just exudes confidence, intensity, and what I want to hear. He makes me feel confident that this unit is not going to be a casual approach. It's going to be serious. I like that. I like the way he comes at it. It was good hearing John Allen speak to the guys before. He didn't play, wasn't expected to play, but he was suited up, and I thought that meant something to me. I think everybody should suit up and go through the warm-ups, even though you're not going to play. There's something about the routine. Players need to go through the routine because you're training your body to get ready for battle. And I know it's easy for us to sit here and sit on the couch and say what we do, but we're not in there to do it. But I honestly believe that there's a benefit in A, not telling anybody whether they're going to play or not play. Having everybody preparing their body and mind as if they're going to battle. Because you don't go that often. and you haven't gone in 6 months. And it's something about getting yourself keyed up the right way. It's a rhythm to it. So you go through pregame warm-up. I would never tell anybody they're not going to play. You'd be ready to play on demand. And then if I play, I play. If I don't play, I don't play. But that's probably why I'm sitting on here on the microphone and other people are coaching. Because I want you to get your body trained. Now, these are the vets. I know they know how to do it. But we're in last place. And I don't want to be in last place again. So I'm coming at it in a way that I'm strictly coming at this thing like winner takes all, life or death. Man, when I heard Lou Vu talk on the side, I said, oh, my goodness, love this dude. Bobby Wagner. So I'm confident that we're going to be swinging the right way. But I was just impressed with John, who knew he wasn't going to play. But the way he addressed that team pregame, straight Spartan. And I didn't even know he wasn't going to play. The way he was going, I thought he was going to play. That's important. That's important. Pulling for Big Phil. My boy Andre Jones Jr. I love this dude. He's pure animal. I need to see him get out there and make some plays. KJ Henry. These dudes, we need them to flash. Big Ridge. Need these dudes to flash. So excited. Now, safeties. All good teams have good safeties. Can't be good without safeties. Swiss Army knives, guys that get in there and knock people around and give you versatility. Good on teams. Enjoyed our guys on special teams. This new kickoff rule, I'm intrigued by it. It was just so comforting hearing B. Mitch describing the new kickoff deal. I guarantee you right now, give him a helmet. Well, let me take that back. Make a helmet for him. They need to make a special helmet, get him a new helmet, put him out there. I'd bet on him. Wouldn't you bet on him?
Oh, yeah.
I know you'd bet on him.
Yeah. Like you said, it was cool hearing him describe the rules. I could hear in his explanation, he sounded excited, like he was ready to get out there right now.
He wanted to do it. He's crazy enough. If they put him out there, I guarantee you, man, he'd bust. Because, see, what his deal was, what makes him so effective is that he challenged the guys coming to get him. He ran through them. Man, they didn't want to deal with him. And when he lowered that weapon on them, they have no chance. He should have been banned with that helmet, see. But, you know, the league, by the time they caught up and figured out he would have been banned from the game. Because when he dropped that helmet on you, you had no chance. Should have been banned from the league with that helmet. That was the whole key. But by the time they caught up with him, it was just too late. But he's that dude, man. I tell you what, there'll never be nothing like him. Never. And that's why he was the best at it, because he enjoyed it. A lot of these dudes look at it like, it's torture. No, it was pleasure the way he did it, because he enjoyed inflicting pain upon people.
Yeah, I got
teams are about.
I can. I got the clip from B. Mitch here, so everybody can. Yeah, anybody who hasn't heard it, we can check it out.
Yeah, I love that.
Brian Mitchell, former NFL running back and the all-time leader in kickoff return yards. I believe that the new dynamic kickoff rule is going to be exciting because it brings the kickoff back into the game. You're going to need a guy that can also break tackles because you have so many people in that little space. Well, as the all-time leader in kickoff return yards, I'll tell people, you have to be willing to give it to them before they give it to you. When I returned kicks and punts, my thing was to go full speed at that person. In a sense, play chicken. Make them think twice.
What'd you think about Team USA?
Oh man, I loved every moment of it. I loved every moment of it.
What was? I mean, the 2 weeks and a half, 2.5 weeks rather, the coverage, I didn't know how to deal with it. Just thinking about, you got your eyes on so much football, and of course the excitement here with in Burgundy and Gold football. And yet I found that it was awesome. I can't wait to really go one-on-one with Hoffman and Sheehan, guys that were out of the country. The Steph and Braun and KD, the three guys that, for Steph, his first, it's kind of hard to believe his first, and then what, fourth for KD, and then Braun at close to 40, and, you know, it looks like he's 25. I don't know if you could write it up. If this were a movie, I don't even know if a director could have scripted this. On the men's and the women's side, in hoops, this way, team. I just thought that was really, it was ironic. It was also, it just the way it was in the drama field with it, and it wasn't fake. It was real. And I just thought that last three that Steph threw up, man, I just couldn't. I mean, we've seen it before. It's not like we haven't seen it. But it was crazy. Did you see it live?
Yeah, I watched it live. I had to lock in for that. I think that was one of those games where, if you're a real sports fan and things like that, if you had the time to do it, you dropped everything you did and you locked in for that game.
Okay, all right. I mean, the photo finishes. I mean, the 100. He exerted so much energy before, you know, he ran out. Obviously, he had COVID, and he just ran out of gas. He just depleted himself, but the efforts. I mean, the pole vault deal, the guy's going to break his own record. Now, I don't know where you stand on this. I thought it was just brutal what has happened with these. And I know the judges are put in a very tough situation. But this deal with Childs. I mean, you got to figure this thing out with a record. When you decide that somebody is disqualified or you're going to make a change, you got to be rock solid on this. Did you follow any of that? That you can dispute something, but you got to do it within a minute, and they went a minute 4 seconds.
Yeah,
but that doesn't mean that you're right, even though you're right.
Yeah, it's tough. Because I mean, these athletes, a lot of them, you know. They have their shot once every 4 years, and to go out there, give it your all, the training, all the hard work, and then you medal and you think you got your medal, you're going home, and for it to just get ripped away from you like that, I just can't even imagine.
Man, and I'm glad that they've talked about mental illness and Biles talking about that. How do you not almost lose your mind going through that and having to wait that long? I'm glad that they are stressing that in a way that, we're growing up in a number of different ways throughout sports in our society. You would have just been called weak in the past. Now you can actually say that you need help. And that's a good thing. We're growing up in a lot of ways. We're getting smarter, and that's, that's great. There are sports that, what about some of the non-traditional sports? Did you gravitate to something that you didn't know a lot about that now you're encouraged to follow more? Or will you not pick it up again until L.A.?
I mean, there was definitely some sports that caught me. Like, I was like a big fan of the fencing this year. It's probably not a sport that I will follow regularly, to be honest, but I was really into the fencing. I mean, I know everybody loves track, but this was like the first year I really got into like the mixed relays. And I know we talked about that. I don't really know if I had
never seen it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if I had really caught the mixed relays in the past. So
I loved it.
Yeah, I loved it. I love the men and women competing.
I love that.
Yeah, really got into the volleyball as well. Both indoor and the beach volleyball was really good this year.
Yeah, the volleyball. I've always peeped the volleyball. I won't probably get back into it again till LA, and I'm saying that I got to do better because I really do enjoy it, and I can watch that. The ping pong blew me away, and again, I got to do better. Did not come back until 28. What was your stance on breakdancing? And are you sad that it will not be in LA?
I thought it was pretty cool. I'm not really sad that it won't be included in LA, although, I mean, that would be the perfect backdrop for it, and you know, to be in LA to do breakdancing. But, you know, I thought it was interesting. I guess I didn't really fully get it in the sense of I don't know how it's scored, really. I don't know like what the judges are looking for, what, you know, obviously you see it and you're amazed by the moves, but you know, the judges are looking at it from a technical lens, so I don't really know like what they're looking for, if that makes sense.
Okay, but you can tell how they score on the beam?
Oh no, I can't. Yeah, no, I definitely will not play like I know what the score is.
Okay, so on the dismount or on the floor, You can okay. I don't know. I'm watching this and I'm going, I'm amazed at their athletes are incredible at what they can do. And if they touch an edge of the mat and they go out or they don't stick a land, I mean, what they're asked to do, and the diver diving, the high board. I mean, I have a hard time going off the high diving board. Just walking off of it, let alone just trying to trampoline, like pop off of it and then contort myself around and flip it. I go, you got to be kidding me. And they do it with precision. And then I'm judged by not having a splash when I go in. Man, they nail it. They nail it. And I was so compelled. The cling and jerk in the weightlifting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. It was awesome. And these dudes are coming up, man. They all look rocked up. I mean, these dudes look like Popeye. And the brother that won it, he wasn't that yoked. Albert blew me away. He was just country strong. Just came up. Everything had a something about it. And just watching and just thinking, all I could imagine was the hours put in for 2.5 years, or, you know, in the qualifying for these meets, and suppose you pulled a muscle, or suppose something happened, or the time in which you have to wait for this. And then the stories that get me is when they were maybe disqualified in the prior Olympics or came up short, all the stories and how they waited to come back to get, I mean, it's just, it shows you how awesome being a professional athlete is for these people, shot putters and the discus throwers. And I watched the pole vault. Watched the brother beat his own record, top his own world record. And his old man has set up a pole vault pit in his backyard. And when you see the film and the footage of these people as kids, and you grow up, and all I could think of is the parents and all the mileage and time, you know, that they put in when you were in support of these youngins, man, it is just awesome. Shout out to all the parents that just do all these little things, man, that you've been Uber way before Uber and Lyft were created, and you deserve A fun bunch. High five. We go to break on that one. 7:31 in the nation's capital. DOC on a hot microphone. Big D. He is the gentleman with the smooth voice that will answer the phone for you. 1-800-636-1067. Back in a moment. Is there one particular player, maybe new to the Burgundy and Gold, Donald, that you have zeroed in on that has piqued your interest? Or are you overall just a team guy? And if so, is there a side of the ball that has piqued your interest more so that you are looking forward to pushing all your chips in on in terms of success?
I mean, overall, I'm a team guy, but I mean, if one new player, I would say, like, even since we picked him up in the draft, I've been really interested to see what we're going to do with Luke McCaffrey. You know, if he's going to be a slot. Yeah, if he's going to be a slot guy, like what, how is he going to, you know, be that weapon for us? You know, that third guy or fourth guy coming on. I just want to see what kind of scheme that Dan Quinn and company come up with. And, I mean, if I had to pick a side of the ball, I'm looking at the defense just because that's been the biggest question mark the last few years for us. I mean, you said it earlier in the show, like, you know, we know what Jaden can do. We know what the receivers can do. As long as they're clicking on all cylinders, you know, they should hopefully learn each other and develop and you know, slowly but surely, it won't happen overnight, but get the job done. But that defense, it's just too many holes for me right now that I'm still not fully confident.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Frankie Louvu obviously is what most people have put at to say that they are really, really looking forward to seeing him. It was interesting to hear him a couple sound bites during the game, and the broadcast was, you know, outstanding job. He just exudes confidence, intensity, and what I want to hear. He makes me feel confident that this unit is not going to be a casual approach. It's going to be serious. I like that. I like the way he comes at it. It was good hearing John Allen speak to the guys before. He didn't play, wasn't expected to play, but he was suited up, and I thought that meant something to me. I think everybody should suit up and go through the warm-ups, even though you're not going to play. There's something about the routine. Players need to go through the routine because you're training your body to get ready for battle. And I know it's easy for us to sit here and sit on the couch and say what we do, but we're not in there to do it. But I honestly believe that there's a benefit in A, not telling anybody whether they're going to play or not play. Having everybody preparing their body and mind as if they're going to battle. Because you don't go that often. And you haven't gone in 6 months. And it's something about getting yourself keyed up the right way. It's a rhythm to it. So you go through pregame warm-up. I would never tell anybody they're not going to play. You'd be ready to play on demand. And then if I play, I play. If I don't play, I don't play. But that's probably why I'm sitting on here on the microphone and other people are coaching. Because I want you to get your body trained. Now, these are the vets. I know they know how to do it. But we're in last place, and I don't want to be in last place again. So I'm coming at it in a way that I'm strictly coming at this thing like winner takes all, life or death. Man, when I heard Louvu talk on the side, I said, oh, my goodness, love this dude. Bobby Wagner, I mean, so I'm confident that we're gonna be swinging the right way. But I was just impressed with John, who knew he wasn't gonna play, but the way he addressed that team pregame, straight Spartan. And I didn't even know he wasn't gonna play. The way he was going, I thought he was gonna play. That's important. That's important. Pulling for Big Phil. My boy Andre Jones Jr. I love this dude. He's pure animal. I need to see him get out there and make some plays. KJ Henry. These dudes, we need them to flash. McRidge, need these dudes to flash. So excited. Now, safeties, all good teams have good safeties. Can't be good without safeties. Swiss Army knives, guys that get in there and knock people around and give you versatility. Good on teams. Enjoyed our guys on special teams. This new kickoff rule, I'm intrigued by it. It was just so comforting hearing B. Mitch describing the new kickoff deal. I guarantee you right now, give him a helmet. Well, let me take that back. Make a helmet for him. They need to make a special helmet. Get him a new helmet. Put him out there. I'd bet on him. Wouldn't you bet on him?
Oh, yeah.
I know you'd bet on him.
Yeah, yeah. Like you said, it was cool hearing him describe the rules. I could hearing his explanation, he sounded excited, like he was ready to get up big out. Yeah, he ready to get out there right now.
He wanted to do it. He crazy enough. If they put him out there, I guarantee you, man, he'd bust. Because, see, what his deal was, what makes him so effective is that he challenged the guys coming to get him. He ran through them. Man, they didn't want to deal with him. And when he lowered that weapon on them, they have no chance. He should have been banned with that helmet, see. But, you know, the league, by the time they caught up and figured out he would have been banned from the game. Because when he dropped that helmet on you, you had no chance. Should have been banned from the league with that helmet. That was the whole key. But by the time they caught up with him, it was just too late. But he's that dude, man. I tell you what, there'll never be nothing like him. Never. And that's why he was the best at it, because he enjoyed it. A lot of these dudes look at it like it's torture. No, it was pleasure the way he did it, because he enjoyed inflicting pain upon people.
Yeah, I got
what teams are about.
I can I got the clip from B. Mitch here, so everybody anybody who hasn't heard it, we can check it out.
Yeah, I love that.
Brian Mitchell, former NFL running back and the all-time leader in kickoff return yards. I believe that the new dynamic kickoff rule is going to be exciting because it brings the kickoff back into the game. You're going to need a guy that can also break tackles because you have so many people in that little space. Well, as the all-time leader in kickoff return yards, I'll tell people, you have to be willing to give it to them before they give it to you. When I returned kicks and punts, my thing was to go full speed at that person. In a sense, play chicken. Make them think twice. You never think twice. By watching the coverage guy, the blockers will understand what the returner is doing. Do that as much as you can in practice. You do it in the game, and you always do it full speed. So when you get into the game, great things can happen for you.
Now, here's what he didn't tell you. Did you see his helmet, Donald?
Yeah, well, because there's a video along with it. So, yeah, I did.
It should have been banned. It should have been banned. But the league didn't catch up on it too soon. I mean, I would stay on the sidelines. I would watch it. I go, oh, my God. I didn't see him hit people. It wasn't fair. By the time they caught up with it, it was too late. It was just too late. And, I wouldn't have done it. Ain't no way in the world. I'd have gone after his ankles. Ain't no way I'd have been hit by that head, that helmet. Never, ever. But he enjoyed it, and that's what you have to do. He played with an enthusiasm that is just, like Harbaugh said, unmatched. Unmatched. To break we go. We're unmatched right here on Overtime. 7:45 is our time. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll be back.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.